This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Peace. Good day, phenomenal ones. It's me, your host, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am reporting on The Voice in Color. It's episode 2, our recovery and strategy session. Today, my goal is to inspire you to move from disappointment to determination to seize opportunity and to produce the results we seek. As we move into tonight, it's the top 8. It's the eliminations tonight that determines the top 8, and then we move into the finals, and what is even more significant is after The Voice. Okay, what I want to share with you first is my why. Why do this show? You know, what's the point of it? Other than, you know, it's fun. But outside of the fun of the competitions and shows and music, the reason why I do this show, it's part of my overall movement, which is called Rewind Out Loud. And that is to showcase the positive, the esteem building art and entertainment. We have a lot of great art that's positive, esteem building. It may be honest. It can sometimes be raw. But it's esteem building, and it doesn't tear down. It doesn't degrade women. It does not glorify drugs or crime. And it doesn't put black folks down. So we can make good, we can make grimy good art. It can be grimy and all, but we can do all of that without those negative elements. But many times, those with the negative elements is what makes mainstream. That becomes prominent, thereby our children are listening to it, they're growing up on it. This is the expectation. When they feel they want to go mainstream, they feel this is how they need to be. And a lot of times, sometimes that is forced. But that doesn't necessarily is not the same scenario when it comes to being mainstream with other people, with the dominant society, when it's not people of color. They don't have to do that. Taylor Swift's and all of them, they can dominate the charts like Blake and all. That's no problem for positive music to dominate the charts. But that is not what is reflected. So for years, at least since a minimum since 2006, I've been working on promoting positive artistry, esteem building, what I have deemed as esteem building art and entertainment. So this is just part of that. So with The Voice is a phenomenal platform for anyone in the music industry. You want to take advantage of this platform. And part of what I do is artist development and explanation. Understand, of course we want to win. Everybody wants to win a competition. You want to win. But the true gift of The Voice is not in winning. It's the platform that they give you. It's a phenomenal platform. They give a lot. They feed a lot into the artists. You know, from more than a friendship, they're learning a lot of business. It's just exposure and opportunity that you would never get. And to be honest, none of the coaches ever had such an opportunity. And that's why they're so thrilled about it, because it's such a great opportunity. Now, for the opportunity to be real, I want you to envision this, a trampoline. So you know, trampoline, when you jump up and down, it can get you in shape. It can exercise you. It can allow you jump high enough. You can see higher. You can see things that you've never saw before because the trampoline jumps so high. Now, if you get tired or you fall off, now what are you going to do? So now this is your opportunity for choice. So the voice is the trampoline that you get to jump up and down on and experience all these great highs, and you'll eventually fall off, which will be a low, but now you got a choice as to what do you do. And being that you understand this now, we've been blessed with all of these competition shows for years. We understand the structure. We've seen people fall off to the wayside. We've seen people succeed and all. We have the opportunity now to leverage the knowledge to make sure that we move forward. And so what is necessary and what we will talk about is the plan. So you have to have a plan. In order, and that plan can become your safety net. So we're going to talk about a little bit about that more later. But why are we saying from disappointment to determination? Janice Freeman, you got super fans, and I'm one of them. Okay. So, like I said, I'm a geek for The Voice. I'm a voice geek, yes. And I need to let everybody know because we are definitely talking to people of color and we're highlighting artists of color as we highlight this great platform. So those who are of color or just those who are too cool for school, stop it. It is cool to be a fan of The Voice. There's nothing wrong with that. It's cool. So all the negativity and the chatter and the artists that talk about you ain't gonna make it, you ain't hardly got no chance, you gotta know blah 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 blah. Forget all of that chatter. Stop being too cool for school. Be a fan of The Voice. If you're into music, if you love music, then you need to be a fan of The Voice, period. It is a great platform. As an artist, you need to study it. It is a great platform. It's fun. And when our people are running, now understand, we're not asking you to do stuff for people just because they're black, because that is what's so great about the platform where The Voice, they seek quality talent. At this point in the 13th season, the people who make it to the top 20, they are all potential winners. If winning is just straight off the merit of your craft, the top 20 are all eligible winners. That's how good the talent is that the America, I hate to say that, J-Hud, you know, I love you and all, we loving on you, but you know, America, The Voice, we got the best talent. We just got to admit it. You know. That's just what's true. So, now the question no longer is it quality talent? But we do understand that as people of color, our access, the digital divide is real. So, a lot of our access to technology is not there. There is still an element, even though it is much more cool to be geek than ever, ever before, to be geek, to be a nerd. It's not, you know, so bad now, but it's still not quite the thing. And we have, I don't know if it's the Willie Lynchism and all, but a pervasive negativity where we have the tendency to pull each other down, and a pervasive negativity runs through a lot of our communities. So whether it's the artistry and the family, there's this pervasive negativity that can run through, which makes people think they're a little too cool for school, or they don't want to admit or openly admit, yet they'll tell all of their business on social media. So we just need to get out of that realm. So you have to vote. You have to not just vote. You need to share it. Let other people know you vote. Share it. And then you need to stream, and buy, download. Stop being so cheap. either get the Apple Music if you're not into it and streaming with Apple Music because you may be on some other premium and all. We can't do everything. I understand it. I definitely want you to pick up some streaming, and Deezer and Spotify, or those are two platforms I really want. Really, Apple, Deezer, and Spotify are probably three platforms of definitely value. But you don't necessarily even have to do the Apple Music. Just you do your iTunes and buy. Because I always buy, and right now I prefer to buy because I buy music, then I play music. If you play music and the artists, if they're registered for all their royalty agencies and I play the music, they get paid. So for me as an advocate of artists, I'm always about my artists getting paid and how can they get paid. I need to play their music. I don't have to wait around for this and that. I know there are other sources to get music down and say they pay for. But whenever I feel like it, I can throw up an internet show. I can have the music I want to play as long as I just make sure that I have my license. So this is what is necessary, you know, for us to do. So you don't necessarily have to stream. You can have your iTunes, but you have to buy the music. You have to buy the music. You have to buy the music. You know, streaming is where the future is. Playlists, all of those things. We'll talk about all of that later. Again, now right now, this year, which was different from years before, but this year, this 13th season, you are only going to find the voice performance music during the season. The only place you will find it is on Apple Music. So if you are into streaming, you like to do playlists and everything, then do Apple Music. If you've never done it before, you get your first 3 months free. Just, you know, go to Apple Music. They'll allow you to, you know, try it for free. And what you do, you download the music, you stream it, you play it, and you add them to your playlist. Add them to your playlist. Do this every week. Do it without determination. When you have that window from when it closes on Monday until 12 o'clock, you vote. Then you go to Apple Music and you find it. You add the artists. You play their music. Add them to the playlist and download them. All of this works in the artist's behalf. Need you to do that, okay? Stop being too cool for school. So, and that's the strategy throughout this competition. That's competition strategy. Now, beyond the competition, well, even before we go there, I kind of went a little lost. We talked about Janice Freeman. We lost her. Like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. I really didn't think we were going to lose her. And that's why I just got so into, guys, you got to stop being too cool for school. Because it was totally off of votes. One, she shouldn't have been in the bottom. And I'm going to be that person. I'm going to talk about the elephant in the room. Cheyenne. You know, Cheyenne definitely was not my choice over Chris Weaver. I understand Jennifer. I understand her love for Cheyenne. And I understand Cheyenne's potential. But for me, her potential is so much further off. Because she has a dynamic voice. But control of that voice and a vision for her voice, I don't see. You know, this is part of when I talk about the plan and all, it's becoming clearer and clearer to me every day. Without a vision, our people perish. You have to have a vision, like everything. You have to have a life vision. You need a vision for your business. You need a vision for your children. You need to have a specific, determined goal to reach. Even if it winds up changing, you have to have something specific in mind to reach for. Otherwise, if you don't have something specific in mind to reach for, you wind up all over the place. And so, to me, Cheyenne has this great voice where she makes all of these great sounds, but the fluidity of it in a song, the moving and the fluidity of it, I'm not feeling it. And, you know, maybe it's just me, because, you know, more art is subjective. And it may just be me, but for me, she's the elephant in the room. Cheyenne moved forward and Janice winds up on the bottom. So that is definitely a voting issue because Cheyenne is young and these teens, we talked about that last episode, they are wiping up the floor with everybody else. Them sharing, see, they not too cool for school. They cool with that. They all right. They don't think it's that hard. It's no issue for them. That's their life, sharing stuff and passing it on and vote. That's no issue for them. So they are wiping up the floor with the other contestants. And so we have three teens in the top 10 right now. So that's where it fell short. She didn't get enough votes. She wound up in the bottom. But I'm going to tell you this because Adam Cunningham, too, is on my team. So I'm loving Adam Cunningham. So when I go to do the voice save, and I say I got to do Janice because I know she's already going to be at a disadvantage, and this is a shame because this shouldn't be, but I know vote wise she's already going to be at a disadvantage because even her own community is not mobilized to get behind her. So when I go there and go to vote, Adam automatically comes up because, like I said, he's on my team. I voted voice, he was my last voice save, so he comes up. When I did that, this is less than 60 seconds after it started. Adam Cunningham had over 16,000 reposts. Retweets. He had over 16,000 retweets within 1 minute. I knew she wasn't going to make it at that point. 16,000 retweets I saw. I only think Adam Cunningham knew the power behind him. I don't know how you get 16,000 retweets in 60 seconds. Because this was retweets. They just took it and retweeted it. But this, again, it speaks to the power of the voice, the platform of the voice. And it speaks to our complacency as a people. So from now on, no apathy allowed. That was so heartfelt, so tearful. It just tore you up. Devastated, shocked. These were words that were used to describe that loss of Janice Freeman. And she, I mean, with my top three, she was my artist of color in the top three. And my other top three really had nothing. I had more. They did it a little differently. I didn't get a chance to move people around. But I was already devastated from the Chris Weaver loss. And then, you know, strategically going on numbers and all, I really was seeing Chloe. You know, I really see her as a definite contender for the win. But Addison is definitely, I don't know. You know, Addison is definitely shaking it up. So, I mean, it really can be anyone. But I do, again, I see fall offs with our people of color. We're not coming up enough. Devon is, you know, he's really pressing forward. You know, again, the younger generation, they're definitely more apt. But I need for us to really get behind. We have Devon. We have Keisha Renee in the country realm. We have Cheyenne is still in. And then we have Brooke Simpson, and Brooke is, she's Native American, but you know, once we have color, we're color. It may take people a moment, they'll probably all look at her and all, but you know, to be honest, your color, and you know, the thoughts pervade from that. So, you know, and then Native, you know, our Native American, so you know, we are all, you know, we're all communities of, I don't want to say, because everybody's community is great, but we are, we don't get the same opportunities or looked upon as the same. We have to fight a little harder for what we want. But at the same time, to the expectation, let's support one another. This is like really a great platform. So if you're in the independent artist, you need to be into The Voice because it's a total support of the independent artist. Phenomenal platform. So that is our loss. But Janice, hey, you have super fans. So I'm going to go ahead and really quickly play because I miss my thing. So if you want to know why we love her so much, I'm going to go and play her music. And even before then, we want to hear from her. This has come from R Beats Music Update. Janice was on their podcast. And this is a little bit about what she feels about music. So you can hear her as a person.
RBeats.com Music Update.
Understanding the importance of music. Janice Freeman from NBC's The Voice.
Music is healing. That's when music comes in. I mean, music changes your mood. It changes your life.
It almost looks like you're singing to somebody on NBC's The Voice.
It's my husband. It's my daughter. It's for those out there that I don't know, that I do know, that, I mean, that is all walks of life. You don't have to know a person in order to be singing to them or to want to encourage them.
This is Janice Freeman on RBeats Radio.
I'm waking up. I'm feeling in my bones.
Your music update. I'm Aaron.
More music news, RBeats.com.
Okay, so we heard a little bit about her, what she feels about music, you know, who she's singing to. Her performance level is off the charts. I mean, I love great voices and all, but I love people who can perform. Because when I go to a show, I want a show. So I love great performers. So she also, her performance level is top notch as well. So, again, what we stated, no apathy allowed, no to being too cool for school. You vote and you share. You shared it loud and proud. And we get this momentum going. Now, another thing we want to talk about is after The Voice, why I want to tell her she has super fans. Now's the time for us to get behind Janice Freeman. Oh, well, The Voice is over, but her career is still going. Again, that voice was a platform. And what I state, our artists need to have plans. The plan becomes your safety net. You know you're going on. You know this competition is about social media. Because once you get to the lives, it's no longer in the hands of the judge. And even while you're dealing with the judge, but you know it's about social media. You know it's about your performance. You know it's about song choice. When you start going for that, you develop, you know, you develop this for yourself ahead of time. You go on social media. You start mobilizing your fan base. Influencers, you know, if you're not the influencer, fine. Who's the influencer I know? Hey, let people know. People would love to leverage The Voice. Look, I'm going on The Voice. You're my guy. I need your help. What can I do? How can I get you to help me? Would you be willing to support me by sharing? I'll make sure I share with you. I'll get you the inside scoop. You need to go to your media. Who are your local TV stations and all? You need to do this beforehand, before you go on the show. But hey, if the show is over, now, Janice, oh my God, girlfriend, this is where you're talking about the devil meant it for bad, but God meant it for your good. I saw an article that went up like a day ago in my searching about an interview with you about after, you know, elimination and how, you know, you're moving on. I went back to look for it again and I couldn't find it. I was up to my 6th, 7th page. All I had was Janice Freeman, The Voice. There is so much coverage on you. Leverage it. Hit the ground while it is hot. I mean, from cancer, you're speaking on cancer. about, you know, your recovery, cancer, your value, you know, you being a survivor of cancer. You are a voice for so many, Janice. You're a voice for so many, and use their voice, leverage their voice. You're a voice for women. You're a voice for Black women. You're a voice for mothers. You're a voice for widows. I'm a widow too. You are a voice for survivors of cancer. And I want you to be a voice for taking care of yourself and taking care of your body, a wellness voice. We want you to be a voice for wellness as well. And so you're a voice for so many. Leverage this opportunity to get depressed and everything. And then the other thing that I see in the biggest fall off after the voice is having your own music. Now you have a real, real friend in Miley. She's there for you. And you already got your Janetized style. You have the Janetized style. So what we need to move into is your voice. What do you want to say? What do you want to say? Even if you aren't the writer, you need to have to come up with a vision of your story. What is the story that Janice wants to tell? What does she want to say? What does she want to share? What are words that are significant? What are feelings that are significant? You use this in the development of your voice. So even when you're working with other songwriters, like Candy Burris probably has something hot for you. You know, there's so many different people. You have a plethora of people available to you at this point in time. Now, so what you need to do is to develop that clear, succinct voice. Whether you write it or not, they know this is Janice's voice. This is Janice's point of view. This is something Janice Freeman would say. This is what Janice Freeman wants to share with the world. Okay, we, you know, as artists, you're messengers. So there's a message in you. And as my boy Shice would say, Mrs. Betty's son, I got a message in me. I just got to get it out. So now, you know, beyond the cover, you need to start developing your own music. So you still do your covers, but just as much time and effort you put in it, you need to put into developing your own music, your own sounds, your own voice. So, you know, that is just what I feel is the sound strategy you need to do after this time. And as you develop it, as you come clear, you know, share that. Share that with the press. Go on the radio. Talk about an interview. Talk about your process and your transformation and your growth. Talk about Janice the person. And, you know, and you were taught that, you know, the voice gave you great lessons on that. Go back, go back, go back. Study. Now go back and look at your experience as a student. Go back as a student of the industry and sit, look down, look what they took you through. Look at the processes, how they promoted, what they did, and what can you do and leverage within your budget. So budgets become a bigger issue. But now is a great opportunity for sponsorships. That's why I keep saying, Janice, you are a voice for so many. You get to become a brand ambassador. Be picky and choosy, of course. But people want you to do commercials. They want you to do voice. They want you to do these type of things. You know, what is the going rate? Find out what is the, you know, what does the market bear? What does the market bear to pay? Have a pay scale. Demand a payment. Make sure that you are registered with all your agencies. Make sure that you're registered with BMI. Make sure you're registered with not Songcast, but for, so that you can collect your mechanical rights. I'll get back to you with all that. That's actually a whole new lesson. But there are at least 2 to 3 agencies you need to be registered with. At all times, like when you make certain deals and all, there's sometimes you negotiate. You don't get the mechanical rights if someone else is publishing. You know, working with people, but if you have these rights now, you can leverage them and negotiate them in order and support for various things. So, but you do right now, you have a great face, hair. Oh my gosh, them cuts, girlfriend. Just what do I do with my hair? There are so many salons and people who specialize in hair with people, with cancer. You know, photo shoots for those things. These are paid gigs that give you money, that pay you commercials and things, pay royalties generally 3 to 6 months at least. These are gigs and all. You can go out, you know, to build bank to help fund your music. As well as there are other ways, creative ways to fund projects. So if you'd like to reach out to me, you can do business at TaylorAdamsMarketing.com. That's do business at TaylorAdamsMarketing.com. And we can get in specifically how to come creatively to, you know, to fund a project so that you can have a plan and then you use that, you leverage your resources because your resources right now are way beyond mine, but you have great resources, but I can definitely give you that strategic plan. And then you have a plan in place and you leverage the resources that you have just gained. That's what I talk about, seizing the opportunity. And I want you to think of your artistry the way that Lamar Anthony Hill thinks of poetry. Hey, I'm a poetry person. But listen to what Lamar says about poetry for a living.
Every time I tell somebody I do poetry for a living, they look at me weird. Like they don't believe that it's possible. I tell them that it is. I tell them I don't make my living off giving people reasons to buy a CD. That's crazy. I make my living off giving people reasons to live outside the box, outside the cell block, outside the cubicle. I tell them that a life lived without boundaries is beautiful. I tell them that the body can do whatever the mind chooses to. And I ain't got no illusions of grandeur. I know where my story ends, but yours begins whenever you get ready to move. Want to be a lawyer? Take your ass back to school. You only got a short time on this earth, so while you here, you better find your niche and work on it like your life depends upon it, because tomorrow isn't promised. Failure's not an option. Want to be a dancer? Get it popping. Work your angles like an architect with all your tears, blood, and sweat. Then disregard the people that'll tell you you're crazy because they too scared or lazy and too complacent to make the necessary changes. This life is about risk. Jumping in with both feet because the answer could be just beneath the surface, and the timing ain't never going to be perfect. But only 2% of the people on this planet actually do what they want. 60% of the people on this planet work for them. The other 38% are just too far gone. So you better get in where you fit in while you still can. Otherwise, die wondering what could have been. And when you think about it like that, doing poetry for a living makes perfect sense. It puts me in that 2%. I only answer to God. Program managers can't censor my shit. I'm a prophet that prophesies and profits. No gimmicks. I give it to you the same way God gave it to me. The pen is a pistol. The words are a nightstick. I just beat you over the head till you submit. No blue pill, just red. Here's some water. Swallow this. And this ain't about performing. This is 2 doses of reality. Call me in the morning. This is word is bond. This is you better get your piece of the pie before it's gone. This is 1 part heart, 4 parts persistence. Cover the pot and let it simmer. Guess who's coming to dinner? Opportunity's knocking. Better pop the lock and let them enter. This is 2005. You can start a business with an internet connection and a laser printer. No excuses. Get on your mission and consider all this the next time you fix your face to ask me what I do for a living.
Yes, that was Lamar Anthony Hill, Poetry for a Living, from his album Black Males. So you can purchase, I think most of Lamar work you have to purchase from his website, and just look them up. I can't remember everyone's website off the top, especially when you don't use your name. Hey, whenever, as an artist, definitely secure a domain name. Secure your name as a domain name. Even if you have to, like Janice Freeman may be taken, but Janice Freeman, The Voice, Janice Freeman, you know, what, songstress, Janice Freeman, you know, Survivor, whatever you want after that, but get that Janice Freeman because people remember your name. As an artist, your name is what they remember. If you have a group name, make sure you have the domain name with your group name because that's what they remember. So, to that, again, we were talking about After the Voice and what we need to do. Remember, tonight, this is Tuesday, and so we are getting ready to go into the top 8 on season 13 of The Voice. So, the votes are all in. How you vote, it's going to show. My goal, my hope, share this. Share this show with people. If you're an artist, please follow along on reporting on The Voice in Color. And if you think I have something to say, you have to wait till my co-host come aboard. She's going to probably, by the time she be aboard, it may be a little bit after, but this show will continue. We're going to do it weekly following The Voice, but after The Voice is where our real focus, we really go in hard there, because then we need you to follow these artists after The Voice. So we're going to be talking about Chris Weaver. And Chris, you have seen me. Okay, here go my handles where you guys may catch me. You know, I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams. So Taylor Adams for me. So you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest under Taylor Adams for me. But you may have also seen me share and hit you up under Impact Now. I-M-P-A-C-C-N-O-W. Impact Now is my releasing program. Under Taylor Adams Marketing and Management, our management division doesn't actually manage artists, but that's where we work with artists. And we work to put together strategic partnerships between artists and small businesses. And we run our releasing program, and that's Impact Now. So we help independent artists to release under a much more realistic budget. You know, independent artists, they don't have necessarily $30,000 to $100,000 to release a single. How do we do it for, like, so much less than that? But how do we leverage technology and the internet to still effectively release? And the thing about it may not necessarily, I'm not saying I'm getting you on a Today Show and all, but it's all about numbers and getting to the people who will listen and compelling them to share. And that's the super fan. The super fan, in case anyone wants to know, are you a super fan? You reach super fan status when you don't just listen, you don't just like, you don't just share, but you buy. And unencumbered. That means not because I told you, not because of a contest, but you share and you compel others to be a part, and you advocate on behalf of the artists and the artistry just because you love it so much. That is a super fan. Those are your advocates. Those are your brand advocates. You know, and then notice that's not a brand ambassador. A brand ambassador is a paid person that promotes the brand. But this is, your super fan is not triggered by payment or anything. They just do it because they love it so much. And they share it. And they buy it. And they tell people. They evangelize about you. Those are your super fans. And you can start, you know, you can start measuring them if you're sending out email blasts as far as the artists. Who are the ones that consistently respond, consistently open and share? There are some ways you can start, you know, measuring and identifying your super fans. And those are definitely things you want to do. So Janice Freeman, you have super fans, and I'm one of them. And I know I'm not the only one, because Miley's another one. Miley Cyrus, if no one else, I know you got Miley Cyrus. But you obviously have touched the hearts of so many people on that show. The loss of a person, especially not on their team. It's not just the contestants, but the coaches. You're a special individual. You really are. So you have super fans. So again, we want to be that super fan. We want to vote. So we're going to see what happens. So from now on, you need to get up to speed, everyone. Make sure that you're following The Voice. Make sure you download the app. You can go to NBC. You can vote there. You can vote by way of Facebook, whichever way works for you. But if you download the app, it's super easy. You get all your information. You can follow behind the shows. You get after scenes. You see videos. And when it's time to vote, soon as the voting opens, a big button sits right there. You just hit the button. You go right into voting mode. And so now the thing that is always going to take extra steps to do is to go to Apple Music and find the artist and download their page. Now, they do have a page. The Voice has a page. It's still not yet the simplest strategy to get to the music. They do when you watch the videos on YouTube, and that's really a help to watch the videos and share those. But you can click from there to buy. You can get to buy it probably within the app. I'm not exactly sure now. The processes have been changing since I already know, and I have iTunes on my computer and Apple Music on my phone. I just go straight there, but it is still, you got to search for each individual artist, and then you have to, click on to them. You have to know what the last song was and you buy it or stream it. If you're Apple Music, just, browse for them and just add them to your artist list. You have to play the music. Play it. That's streaming it. You have to play the song and add it to a playlist. Either, like, I have a playlist. I have this that are all just the artists that are on our team. So I have that. And that's the Rewind Out Loud. I told you about that. So, but you'll see me as Rewind Out Loud. Impact Now. That's where I was. I did that. Digress from that. Impact Now, Rewind Out Loud, and Master Grio Radio, on which we're on. And Jacqueline Taylor Adams. So, I don't think I have a handle of Rewind Out Loud other than on YouTube. So, on YouTube, you'll see me as Rewind Out Loud, but on Facebook, Instagram, and Facebook and Instagram, Master Grio Radio, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, or Taylor Adams for me. On Instagram and Twitter, it is Taylor Adams for me, Master Grio Radio, and Impact Now. Impact Now. So, yes, follow us there. So, what we're going to do, we're going to roll out on Janice Song, the story, in case you have never experienced her. This is her most popular. This is her most popular song right now on iTunes. So, you have an opportunity to get it, be inspired by it. Let's move on and make sure you join us and follow us. You can follow us at mastergriotradio.com. That's MASTRGRIOT radio, RADIO. mastergriotradio.com. And you can find us live on Spreaker. So if you are on Spreaker, please follow us on Spreaker. Listen to the music, share it, listen to the show, share it, listen, share. Listen, share. Thank you so much. And you can also download the episode from Spreaker. Look forward to speaking to everyone again. We are listening to The Story, the voice performance by Janice Freeman.
All of these lines across my face tell you the story of who I am. So many stories of where I've been and how I got to where I am. But these stories don't mean anything when you've got no one to tell. Think that I'm blessed, They don't know my head's a mess. No, they don't know.